Both about Inyanim of Zilzal Shabbos and of the Chol. And today, one last aspect of it, a very famous one, how far to apply it, no one really knows, but let's discuss a little bit of Moshe Feinstein's Shita in terms of timers, Shabbos clocks.
Right.
Well-known Shita that he was quite against them, really. Even, of course, from Erev Shabbos, B'shtamsa v'shon Shabbos, ha'yayocho lasos kol melachos b'shabbos. You could run a factory. And if it was true in his day, certainly it's more true now. Ve'ein lecha zilzal Shabbos g'dola mizeh. U'boror she'im ha'ya b'zman ha'tanoim ha'moroim ha'yu osvim kamiru la'akom. A sense of what Chazal would have said. Problems, not the problem, the reality is Chazal weren't there. So it's not, could you say it's exactly B'chal Amir Al-Akam? And then he continues, maybe it is. V'gam Ulay Memele B'chal Amir Al-Akam D'Asu Kom Alach HaNasus B'Shvil Yisrael. Suggest that. But then he continues. He knows very well the Mishnah, Shitas Beis Hillel, says Shitas Kalim is Mutter. Shitas Kalim is Mutter. So why should this be any different than Shitas Kalim? Divizu kol hamalacha nasis b'shabbos atzma al yedei hakli. In this situation, it's very different than the sugyas of Shisas Kalim, which are mutter. Why? Because there, in most of the cases, or maybe all of the cases, the vast majority, the major part of the malacha was already done from before Shabbos, and it's just rak being nigmar memela, for example, bishul. Bishul would have been mutter, or not for a shihia problem. Right, I could put something on the fire of Shabbos, and in theory, it would be able to cook other than a gzeira d'rabbanan mishum shehiyo lechikam to shem yichata begacholam. You can't to stroke the coals. But other than that, it would be mutter. So why? Because bishul, we've already spoken about at great length. Bishul, to a certain level, is almost a grama. The major part of the malach was, depends how you see it, did you do almost everything beforehand? Did you do everything else at the end? But it's basically happening completely by itself at the end. It's not like the vast majority of the Maisa is happening later on. You could debate that point, how do you view visual. And many of those other malachos. The truth is... What's that?
Why is that tiny on timers?
Because in timers, it's the exact opposite. In timers, everything is happening on Shabbos.
Why are there that side?
There, I think everything is happening in Memela. Everything is happening. Oh, you did the animal.
And the machines go on Memela.
What's that? Oh, you did the animal. It's a Maisa. It's a Maisa. They have an Acher. So it's basically, it's almost an inactive Malacha, I think that's part of it. It's that.
For all these timers, everything's happening by itself also.
What's that?
Everything's happening by itself.
Somehow viewed it, the clears. These are dakas to chilukim. I agree with. They're not so pashit. Not so pashit. But the truth is, probably called Moharama.
You already turned it on from before you already could be turned it on. You did everything. Right?
And if I turned everything on, that's not a timer anymore.
It goes off and on.
What was it again?
The timer go off and then go back on.
Bad. No, so then that's the same thing. It's just you doing malacha twice.
Why don't they call me doing it? It's by myself.
It's the malacha is happening. The malacha of havara is happening completely at that time. There's nothing. It's not the pshat the havara started from before. You can debate that point in terms of the timer, but pashat pshat is the havara is only happening at that point. It's not the pshat.
I don't know why it's different now in the cases of Shvi'is Kalim.
Because most of those cases, you have to go through each one of them, but the bulk of the malacha basically was already started. It's just being kamila. It's like a gum ruby there. It's just already, the process already started in many of the cases. I put something D.O. We'll get to D.O. case in a minute. I already put something in D.O. and it's just a matter of sinking in. Or, open up Gemara. Inshorin D.O. v'samonim v'kashinim v'elkadesh yeshuv mibod yom v'sila matirin. Those processes already started, and it's just continuing the same process till it's finished. Look at this. It's elementary. In person, mitzvahs chayiv olos b'dogim. I could hear that one a little bit more, but yeah, I hear your point there a little bit. But I think there it's already much more passive. It's already happy for your passive. What's that?
You're not doing anything.
You're not doing, but the kalim are doing. The kalim are doing. Whatever. I'm very bothered by it. I convince you very much that there's no such thing. A kli can't do anything. Yeah, it bothers me also. But how do I put it? The melacha is happening ideically. The melacha is happening completely ideically from on Shabbos itself. It's not based on a process. Not based on a process which started beforehand. The kli is trapping the animal. The animal is walking onto the trap at that point. You can debate it. That's what he's, everyone should suggest. But the truth is, the emes is not. It's not only. It's not only Rav Moshe. It's an earlier Rav Moshe. The Shafti likes noting. It's Yehoi the Rambam.
Yeah.
You've heard this, right? It's Yehoi the Rambam in his Perish on Masechta Shabbos. You think, who knew that this is something?
Nice.
What's that? No, not Perish Mishnah. It's a Perish on the Gemara.
Yeah.
Masechta Shabbos. It's on the Otzar Chachma. You can get it.
Really?
Yeah, it's there. I actually found this. I saw it there for the first time. I know Rav Shach was fond of quoting this. It's there on that. Right there on Daf. He makes the following. The Gemara makes a very strange. It's quoted, actually, I saw it after the Masechta Gemara on that. And they quote.
I read quotes. I read the Gemara. So, we actually see him learning a Gemara, not just.
Yeah, I hear that. I guess he answers, so he agrees that, yeah. I think he can't just rely on Mishnah Torah itself, actually. The Rambam, the Gemara, right after that Mishnah on Shvisas Kelim, that Yechaz says, Man tano shvisas nesinas mayim udyo zuhu shriyasa. When I put water into the ink, that is, it's considered as if it's already being soaked in. Mantano, I'm Rav Yosef, Rebbe, Tanya, Echanosin, it's like Kemar, Echanosin, it's the Mayim, etc., etc. They get into a machlokas of whether Messina's the Mayim or Gibel in terms of Lisha. Okay? So that's the machlokas Tanoim. So the problem is, where in this Mishnah do we talk at all and say that Messina's Mayim would Dio is Ushriyasa? Where in the Mishnah to say such a thing? I just said, Shammai said, "Ain shorin diyo samonim elokisha shumi v'yom v'silam atirin." So where do? So Rashi says the diyuk would be, had I done it b'Shabbos, it would be chayav misa. Right? It doesn't. Okay. Had I done, we see whatever the parallel would be. Shammai only lets you do this before Shabbos because had I done it b'Shabbos itself, it would be chayav misa. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. The Ritva learns, he takes it a bit more of a chiddush, he says, Beis Shammai would only ask her because of a chiyav skila. The Hainu Beis Shammai says, Shvisas Kelim would only apply because this would be Asa Midarais, Chai Midarais. But, Lu Yitzuyah, you would still need to be Megabel in order, you still need to actually mix it together in a better form after Shabbos. Then even Beis Shammai would say, the Shriya, what happened on Shabbos, wouldn't be awesome Mishum Shisa Scale. Okay, so that's what the Ritzvah explained to the Chiddush within Shisa's Beis Shammai. Okay. The Rambam, however, learns, no, it's a Chiddush within Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, Man Tano, Shnesinas Mayim Udyo Zuhu Shriyasan, it has to be that way. Because if it were the Shriya itself, which happens over time on Shabbos, and it first happens on Shabbos, then even Beis Hillel would aser. Vishem Shvisas Kelim. It's only because the Iker Maisa was done mitchila before Shabbos, in the era of Shabbos. Therefore, Beis Hillel is matir, even though it's going to be nigmar on Shabbos, mela. Beis Hillel is going to be matir. But if the whole thing's going to be happening on Shabbos alone, then it would be awesome. Even according to Beis Hillel.
That's like the Nimuk Yosef's.
It's very similar to the Mukha Yosef.
Assuming that would be the Macha, even though you started from fresh.
Correct. Correct. Excellent point. I was thinking in terms of some of those that Mukha Yosef discussion, or Moshe gets into the Mukha Yosef discussion over there. In that Shuvah. Of course, we mean the Nimuk Yosef, the famous Nimuk Yosef in Baba Kama and Sugi Rishon Mishum Chitzah. Yeah. So I was thinking about that as something. At the beginning of our series, we spoke about incandescent lights. We clever about Nimuk Yosef. I don't know. I'm sure we did. I don't remember in what context we spoke about it, but it was interesting in terms of from this angle. This kind of clear right now becomes very interesting. How I define each malacha, what's the beginning of it, what's the end of it, what's the ikar part of it. So in terms of havara, is the malacha creating the fire or the ikar burning the material? And if it's burning the material, then it's really burning each. As we spoke about 2 years at the end, a year and a half ago, if it's really burning each and every particle of fuel, then it would apply very differently than l'chor, that would be actually happening on Shabbos. If it's the existence of the fire, l'chor, the fire is continuing. Then now we see fire.
Why wouldn't we view bishul that way then? You put it on from before Shabbos and it gets cooked on Shabbos.
I think it really would depend. Why would bishul not be the raisa? Why would bishul not be the raisa? I was wondering the same thing. It really was. I guess you would have to front load bishul much more. You know, say the ikar is the putting it on and everything
and
else.
Also, there are shash by planting.
There in the chanam, it has to happen on Shabbos, but it's the ma'isa. That's the machlokus, what it has to happen on Shabbos there. It's like a very another version of the old minchas lena that discussion in terms of zareh. But it's a very interesting maramakom from the Rambam. So. And Rav Shachter was very fond of quoting this. Whether we actually pass in the way, hard to know. Probably not. It's a Rambam against Rashi, against the Ritva. It's not quoted by the Poskim. But it's an interesting idea to realize. That's explanation number one for Rav Moshe why he's not happy with this at all. But point number two, Moshe continues with, and this is makes it directly relevant to our discussion, va'od, the over-achi of kavod, by doing all these things, like day timers and Shabbos clocks and the like, okay, enochanami. Forget about the first problem because the bulk of the malacha is happening on Shabbos and it's a problem even of Shisus Kalim, Alibi de Beis Hillel. The overachi of kavod, I will after lo asu zebiichod. No, it doesn't say anywhere you can't start a malacha day a timer on Shabbos or anything like that. The chol she'osa davar she'uzelusa over bi'adayim achi of kavod. It's not a new gzeira or anything like that. It's gufa is a form of zelusa the Shabbos. Umutter davka b'mashik far nagu kagol nechbos neiros. He wouldn't. In my opinion, he wasn't happy about them lighting, about having lights go on and off either. But that already was being done before he was asked. Apparently, once it was being done. And he didn't want to stop it.
Why lights?
What?
Why lights?
Why what?
Lights or something?
Lights going on and off through Shabbos clocks. That was already common practice. Better. What's that? It wasn't. I don't think it would have been better. But since already it was something, I think there are two reasons. I think number one is, he would have wanted to answer that. But number one, it was already common practice. People wouldn't have listened to him, first of all. Secondly, already people at the time, this historically, for whatever reason, were being makel and much more makel than they should have been in terms of Mi'ul Akum in these areas. They were trying to save electricity. It could be they didn't have money. Whatever the reason was, historically, people were being makel on these things, whether Kedin or Shalok Kedin. So this was a better option, they thought, than Mi'ul Akum. So, okay, leave this as it is. Leave that as it is, rather than scream against something which no one's going to listen anyway. It could have been part of it. So whether, beyond that, once people were doing it, if part of the problem is something like an afsha milsa, and people get the sense of a chilul Shabbos, of a zelusa, once everybody's doing it, ironically, it's no longer zelusa, is what he continues, it becomes the kavod Shabbos. Adarabba, kivan the kvar nogu b'zel leko zelzel Shabbos, adarabba mitzvah kavod suda Shabbos. Once it becomes something which is the part of the norm. Depending on these two havanas, whether it was more of a, whether he'd really want to, why he'd be upset about that would be in terms of like air conditioners. Right now, air conditioners, right, most, it is probably at this point very, very common to do it. And therefore, one would have the same problem.
Or like a hot plate table.
Ooh, that's already much more, I don't know what's his comment, what's not. I don't know how many people, but that's, people do lots of things. People do lots of things. I was told they're still not happy in terms of, let's say, setting a VCR to record something they weren't happy with, mishpacha. And yeah, it's certainly a private, so that's a very private thing, not even a noisy thing. Setting a VCR to record something. That they weren't happy with it, that mishpacha's not happy with either. What? That's another story.
What about sprinklers?
You'd asked me about the last time. I saw a Shlomo Miller. Right, he writes, and that's in his sefer, in his son-in-law's sefer. So he was quoted as saying, very interesting. He thinks it should be done at a time where basically no one's around.
Better
at 3 in the morning.
Why is it better?
Because it's less of an after meal, so it's inconspicuous at that point.
What about this timer?
In terms of the putting them on timers, I think they would be the same. I think Moshe wouldn't be happy with that either. You're right, the world seems to not be holding it. Two questions. One within Rav Moshe's world, and two within this one, popular, doesn't seem to necessarily always follow.
How the other poskim just not their timers straight
up? What's that? Most poskim seem to. Many of them don't seem to be makel against that. I mean, where I am on the Lower East Side, many people try to follow him to a large degree, much more.
But lights, they'll still use timers.
What lights? Everyone does. Lights, everyone does use. Okay, I think that's what I wanted to talk about in terms of that aspect of Hillel Shabbos in terms of timers. Shita Rav Moshe. Now I want to move back in terms of in terms of Zilzal Shabbos, but there are other aspects here as well. How about Mekach u'memkar d'memeila b'Shabbos? Automatic,
stocks.
What?
Stocks.
Stocks would be an interesting case. I was thinking more of leaving
soda machines.
What's that? Soda machines, how about leaving websites open? Right? That's, yeah. So, obviously, the first thing to talk about is Yisr Mekach Memkar. Yisr Mekach Memkar, one can't do business on Shabbos. Mishnah tells us in Sechas Be'edach Lamed Zayin, Ve'elu Mishun Rishus, Lo Donin, Lo Makachin, Lo Cholzin, Lo Miyabin, Ve'elu Mishun Mitzvah, Lo Makdishin, you can't make something hektish, Lo Ma'arichin, you can't have another form of hektish, Lo Ma'charimin, Lo Makbiyin, Trumas, and Ma'isra. So I think Murray asks, why not? But these are adjunctive as well. The Shabbos mission says, "Yes, why can't I do these things? These last things, Mishum Mekach u'Memkar, can't do business. Why not?" So Rashi gives two different explanations. Either Mishum Mimtzol Chefzacha v'Daber Davar, we're supposed to hold back on Shabbos and doing our own things, speaking our weekday type of talk. Hina Mishum Da'asi Ludek Siva. You'll come to write. Usually, you do business. You write down things. You write things down in a ledger. So for both of those reasons, Rashi explains the Mishnah, which forbids doing business on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, so simple pshat is, therefore, I shouldn't go to the store and buy things on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I can't have my store open, I can't sell things on Shabbos. Or I can't even, if I'm out of store, I can't wheel and deal on Shabbos. Rekiv Eger, however, well-known Tshuva Rekiv Eger, and Simon Kufnin and Tess, has the following suffix. Am I allowed to be mocher a chefetz b'kesef of Mashicha and say the tikkun l'chol l'mocher b'Shabbos? It should be chal. The ma'isa kinyan will be today on Friday, and the chalosa kinyan, the effect of the kinyan, will take place tomorrow on the Shabbos or Yom Tov. Is that also b'chlal in konim b'Shabbos? On Shabbos is nigmar hakinyan. So is that a problem or not? And it continues, and this is the matter that's interesting. V'chein b'mocha lo b'tnei sh'yasa dover b'Shabbos, sh'yikna l'mafei of Erev Shabbos, could one fulfill a condition on Shabbos to make the deal be chal on Erev Shabbos, in terms of conditions? So he has a tshuva discussing both of those. I'm more interested in the first. So, first he tries to prove from a Trumas Hadeshen. I didn't write down which simon, you could find it easily. that is a chumas adeshin lo yomutter lasos pidyon haben be'er Shabbos kedesh yochol achar kach b'Shabbos. Were it not for the fact of the what am I going to say the brachos? Like a technical problem in Hilchot within the Maisa Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, how am I going to say the Brachos HaMitzvah if I'm doing the Maisa beforehand and really I'm only allowed to do the Mitzvah on Shabbos? When do you say the Brachos? So therefore, he says not to do such a thing. But the assumption is, other than that, I would be able to make the pidyon haben on Friday for Shabbos. Even the chalos seems like it would be on Shabbos. But clearly, the rechayla can't do it on Shabbos itself. I can't do the pidyon. I'm dealing with money. I can't do it. So therefore, he seems to say it was mutter. But then he continues, no, there's another, the contrasting Gemara in Yuma, a well-known Gemara there, has discussed that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife, otherwise he's possible as a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is all worried. Let's say the wife is going to die. Then he's going to be left without a wife. So, what do you do now? So you're Mekadesh and Megarish, a whole complicated Mekadesh, Allah Tanai, if this and this happens. And so he asks the Gemara, why don't you just simply do Mekadesh to be Chal, effectively Kibbe Eger, why don't you just make it in a way to be do the Kiddusha now to be Chal tomorrow and solve all the problems somehow? That was all. Elam, Isaiah, you see from that Gemara, from the fact that Gemara doesn't bring up such a solution, must be you can't do that. To be Mekadesh on Erev Shabbos, to be Mekadesh and Ish on Erev Shabbos, to be Chal on Shabbos itself. You can't do that. Kach Amr Kiv Eger based on that Gemara. So if that's the case, this has huge ramifications. And therefore, parenthetically, we try very hard, most poskim, based on this Rabbi Kiv Eger. This is very standard scenario that happens whenever Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. So we try to do the sale, not, obviously we don't do the sale on Shabbos itself, but why don't we just simply make the deal on Friday that it's going to be Chal on Shabbos? Instead, we make the deal on Friday itself. We do the sale on Friday, period. And it's Chal on Friday. So we don't do it for this reason, based on Choshesh or the Tzivik Yiveg. So question number one is, you should note that many, many, many posts can disagree with the Tzivik Yiveg. First of all, Rav Moshe notes it. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Gimel Mem Dalet, or Chaim Gimel Mem Dalet, he thinks all the rayas, Mekan aren't rayas. I mean, first of all, Pidyon HaBen is not a raya. There's some achronim want to set it up. It's okay, it's a machlokas Shumas Hadeshin versus the Kiveger. Kiveger's arguing the Shumas Hadeshin. No, that's not what's going on. The Shumas Hadeshin is not Shaya. The Pidyon HaBen is... Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah primarily. It's not a kinyan. I'm not being kona the son, even though we know the fame, the nusach. Do you want your son or do you want the money? Okay, it's not a real kinyan. Who are we kidding? It's not a real kinyan. It's a mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. So that's not shayach b'chla. And Moshe and Arichu was discussing Pidyon HaBen there. And then in terms of the mitzvah of Kiddushin, that's not, in terms of Kiddushin and that Gemara, b'chla is not it. So you bring a raya from what the Gemara doesn't suggest. There's no raya either. There's no raya mikana look. And he discusses the kiddushin, you need nesuin, and Moshe has a whole pilpul to get out of that raya as well. So you have no raya mikana look. Okay, we don't know the din, so parhor is okay. Kiveger said this, we're not going to, we'll try to avoid it. You should know other poskim, the Chazon Ish, for example, he brings the raya from a Mishnah in Demai. The Mishnah there says, is that written down here? Yeah, the Mishnah says in Demai, Mashani Osir Lahafish Lamachar B'Shabbos. You're being Mafish Shumas Ma'aseh. What I'm going to take off tomorrow? It's Chal on. It's Chal on Erev Shabbos. Well, you do the Ma'aseh on Erev Shabbos, which the. But part of that is the same. It's part of the same Mishnah. It's part of the same Mishnah in Be'ah. It might be in Shumas Ma'aseh. So maybe you could say Shumas Ma'aseh. Maybe it'd have to be Machalik between the two. Maybe you only meant in a Kenyan. Okay, whatever the story is going to be. So there are many achronim racholik on Chazon Ish, the tshuva of the Sholem Meshiv, the it's Das Torah, other Achronim, just think you could be holy, and I'm told Rav Shechter, Baker Adin says we're passing against Rav Akiva Eger. Point number one, so if, this is huge ramifications for all the things we mentioned before. These discussions were very important. The original discussion was for vending machines. That was a very important one. Vending machines, I'm told, I was heard that the bank, the Mizrahi Bank, I heard, had this discussion, and how are they going to deal with all these automatic kinyanim? But the more of the newer ones for us are in terms of, let's say, buying things on eBay, putting in a bid, or leaving a website open. These are the common, more modern versions of the same shaila. Leaving a website, having a guy come and buy things from you on your website. So according to Sri Kivagir, seemingly...
The whole kinyan is happening at Shabbos.
So is that better or worse?
Worse.
You would have thought it would be worse, right? Especially based on the Moshe that we just set up and things like that. Ironically, this is fascinating, Shlomo Miller, and that sefer was, and they quoted his son-in-law, wrote a sefer, Commerce on Shabbos. He has a long arichos based on what he believes is Avnei Nezer. I want to bring the Avnei Nezer. Oh, I have the Avnei Nezer in front of me. The Avnei Nezer, as well as a Divrei Chaim, Sanzer, they want to argue that, ironically, here, things are going to be different. Because everything's happening on Shabbos. How could that be? So Bechlau, what's Pshat here? What's the Svara? Bechlau. That generally, again, we pass in Shisa Skelem as Mutter. What are the Choshesh here for this Rambam that no one knows about? What's Pshat? Ironically, for the Sisa Durabana, we're going to be more Machmi for the Sisa Durabana. In Shisa Skelem Mamish, we don't hold the
Rambam. The Sisa Durabana might not have anything with Skelem.
So the Durabana may be a different type, it's a different halacha. So what's going on? So I'm going to offer two different options. Okay, one of them is where Shlomo Miller says, the other one is where Rav Shechter Shlita says. There are two different ideas. So Shlomo Miller suggests the following. He says, when you're making a kinyan, it's very, very different than Shisa Skelem. Why? Because this is the language of Rav Akiva Eger. I'm sorry, the Avnei Nezer, in Simin Nun Aleph. Maishna mikol ha-malacha shemutar lifal mebod yom shetayos ha-malacha b'Shabbos. Why is this any different than Shisa Skelem is mutar? There, once I set something in motion, it's going to happen. Even in the cases, in the more extreme cases, where the whole malach is happening on Shabbos. Right? Even in Li Yitzir, we wouldn't pass that Shriya on it. When I put the Maisa Shriya is automatic, is the Maisa Nesina Samayim is the Shriya. Let's say it's going to happen on Shabbos. But still, even if the person would be gone, it's still going to happen. The quote-unquote malacha is going to happen on Shabbos. But even if that's going to happen, even if the person is gone. It's going to happen. Once I start cooking, it's going to happen. Once I leave my trap, the animals are going to go on to it or not going to go on to it, whether or not the person is there or not. Avol v'kinyin, the continue remains happening because of the person. That if Nebuch, the person, died along the way, or he decided along the way to sell it to somebody else, kinyan harishon batel. The kivon shehakinyan nase mikolach adam b'shabbes, yesh lomach the choshev osa hakinyan b'shabbes. Because you're still involved in that process which you started from beforehand and which you're continuing. Okay, even though you're not actually doing anything, you're continuing to be involved in that process because you need your input still needs to be there. So in theory, that should answer our cases also. So Shlomo Miller took it a step further and says, in these type of cases, let's say if you make a kinyan, if you do a maisa, and the chalos is happening tomorrow, what I'm really doing is creating a process which I'm still involved with. I was involved with from the beginning, and I'm still someone involved with till the end. But in these situations, a vending machine, and or selling on eBay or these type of things, I'm out of the picture completely. I'm not sure I could. I'm not even sure I could retract at that point. This happening by the other. Huh? It's happening completely by the guy at that point. You're not involved in the process at all, at all, at all. Though, certainly if you would die, it wouldn't be a kinyan. Meaning, halakhically, it wouldn't be. Practically, I don't know what would happen in terms of the laws of internet commerce. I have no idea. But practically, you're not involved in the process at all, at all. In such a case, he thinks even Rabbi Akiva Eger would be mutter. It's a chiddush. I don't think he would want to be makel if the issue would be an issue barer. I think just being close to Rabbi Akiva Eger anyway. So once you have a way out within him to hold by his word, then I think. It's a very interesting story. This is written in Simon Yud Beis and Sefer Biurim Yud Beis of Commerce on Shabbat. Very interesting idea. But that's his far why this is different than other malachos based on the Sabnei Nathan. It's an interesting idea. Rosh Nech Tashlita has another idea in Sefer Asesvi. He says, why would this Rikivegir? Again, he doesn't make her, then he doesn't pass this way anyway. But what's Shannon Rikivegir? He suggests the following, that very good in terms of Shvisas Kalim, the question is about the malacha. But when Chazal make a gzera, when they make a gzera, for example, do I say the gzera is an Isser Maisa, or the gzera is, let's say, even in a certain scenario, it happened, but Mimela, it's still going to be Osir, for example. Let's say Shehiyah. Shehiyah, is that a Maisa Isser? Shehiyah, I leave something on the fire before Shabbos. So, L'chora, on Erev Shabbos, I didn't do anything wrong. L'chora, everything's happening, the fact it's being left there on Shabbos. So let's say something fell there on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. It shouldn't make any difference. It's still Asr, because it's Gzeira Shema Yechata. And for the same reason, let's say there's a machlokas. He quotes a machlokas between the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, Negan the Chuvas Malamid Lahoyel, that the Har Tzvi wanted to be machmir on Hachzara Yidei Shon Shabbos. This very question you brought up before, using a timer to basically put something back on a fire on Shabbos, that would be a, he thinks that's a problem. Because it's a Hachzara problem. There it's part of it's a Mechzikim of Asher, but part of it is also Gzeira Shamiyachat. It's a combination of the two. So there, very nice. It may not be any Maisa problem that's happening with Melo, depending on our other discussions. But in terms of the Gzeira should still exist, whether or not I put it there, whether an animal put it there, whoever got there, the Gzeira should still apply. It continues, that's also how he explains the Poskim, who are Machmir. They want to know shvus to shvus. Could you rely on shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? Could I have a guy play at a chasanus who does on Shabbos? So some posts can say, well, okay, playing music is only the nisid rabbanon. Amir lachlam is only nisid rabbanon. Simchas chasan v'kalos, we learned this here in Ksuvis, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The rice of the rabbanon, whatever it is, it's a mitzvah. So do I say shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? I would allow having a guy play a musical instrument in order to be Mesameach Chosin Mekala on Shabbos Yishvus Tishvus Mokom Mitzvah. So the Mokom Avram is Takamat. I think other posts came there and Simon Shin Laman Ches are Oster. He says, why? Because there's a Gzeirah Shema Yisak and Klishir. A Gzeirah Shema Yisak and Klishir is not Shayach, whether the guy plays it, a Jew plays it, whoever plays it. These Gzeiros apply even if it's happening with Mela. That's what Shach does. So too, Mechachu Memkar is a gzeira shema yichtov. The gzeira will apply even if it happens in Mela on Shabbos. The Mechach HaMemkar is happening by itself. But still, the chalos is happening on Shabbos. Still, the yisur may still apply. That's his hesber of why this should be. Okay, but if we want to be chosh yishur Rikiv Eger, then it will create much more of a problem unless you hold the Rosh Hashanah Miller. Many poskim are makel in this regard. Anyway. The next issue, in terms of leaving an internet site open, or these eBay type of things, is how about Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos, Gemara tells us in Pesachos B'Metzia, Daf Nun Ches, Hasocher es apoel, Lishmor es apor, Lishmor es atino, Lishmor es roim, Einos mos Schar Shabbos, Vichav Einach Raya Shabbos Alav. Right, you're not allowed to pay him for a Shabbos directly, by the day, or for the work he does on Shabbos, therefore, he's not a Shomer Socher for Shabbos. However, are you scared Shabbos, scared Chodesh, scared Shana, scared Shavua, no one was Shabbos, Shabbos Allah. So, if the person is basically working for you all week, or all month, or all year, or whatever it is, then one's allowed to give him Schar Shabbos, not Schar Shabbos, it's called Havla. That's one of the big clues of Schar Shabbos is Havla. If you swallow it up, you absorb it together with part of it's not only for Shabbos, it's for the whole week, it's for the whole month, etc., etc. So, here also, in many of these cases, if, for example, this is a very common one, let's say you have a website will very often have advertising. So if you're going to pay only for the advertisements that you're going to make on my website only on Shabbos, that's a big problem. But typically, I'll pay you to leave it on for a month. Leave it on for, I don't know how they work it exactly, but if they pay you for that type of thing, whatever, if it's done by Havlah, then it's going to be mutter. However, if the sale, which happens on Shabbos, not Havlah, it's only happening on Shabbos, what's the heter there? So the heter there, the famous Noda B'Yehuda, which discusses how mikvos could function. Mikvos, the people go to use a mikvah on Shabbos, so how does that work? And they pay for it. They don't bring money on Shabbos, but they'll pay it before or after, whatever. So how isn't that Schar Shabbos? So Zot B'Noda B'Yehuda, Noda Tinyana, Arachayim Schavav, that it's not a problem. Why? The schar rechitz of Amerchos b'Shabbos, the schar eitzim v'ala yochol likach. To otu misha lokeach dover mechaber b'Shabbos liyipara lo b'chol. Right? If I buy a chefta from you, if I buy an object, I'm not paying you for Shabbos. You're not getting rewarded for your time on Shabbos, your efforts on Shabbos, because today is Shabbos. Rather, what am I doing? I'm just simply buying an object. I'm paying you for the object the same way I pay you for the object on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I pay for you on Shabbos. I pay the object, not for Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos itself. With Shabbos itself, I'm paying for the object, and that is a cool off largely for most items. For most type of websites which are selling things. The question is, if you're selling a service, there's a little bit more, there's more of a rental, that becomes a little bit more of a problem. That's what to talk about. If you're selling as more of a schiro or something, I'm allowing you to visit my website for a few hours right now, a service, whatever, then it's a little bit more problematic, I think, in terms of that. These two more points before then we'll stop. And so, how much time you have? Two more. I'll just do two more points, and I'll get back to the little Shabbos more next time, maybe. Okay. One last point within this is famously Poskim are worried in terms of Lifnei Iver. This is not really a Shabbos question per se, but just once we're here, in terms of leaving, if you leave a website open, do you have to be concerned about other Jews, unfortunately, religious Jews, who are going to your site on Shabbos and or Yom Tov and doing it? So do we have to be concerned? So first of all, does it depend on the rove of the people who are visiting your site? Rove of the people who are visiting your site, you're basically servicing non-Jews, and they're allowed to use the website on Shabbos. Or do I say that doesn't? Why should it matter if there's a rove? Sof kol sof, as long as there are many, many Jews who will be using it, what's the difference if they're rove for an akel? That's point number one. Besides that, there's a very interesting idea that supposedly Rav Yashiv was concerned about. Is forgetting about the rove, but I say these people are kavua. How do you view the internet in terms of kavua? It's Leibedik. You're going to their house. What?
Nowadays,
everyone's carrying. That's all everyone's carrying. Here, back in the original days, it used to be everyone's using their home computer. Now everyone's walking around with it on their cell phones. That's funny. I hear cult of power. Okay, maybe that changes things. But the labor thing, it's interesting. But Pashiv Shah, Ruba, the things that you're buying, doesn't really, if you're selling Chor, it's always going to be Trey, Ripri, Denara. It's always going to be Darabonon. It's not never going to be classic Lifnei Iver. It's always, they could buy it from you, they could buy it from the next guy, they could buy it. Probably 15 people are selling the same thing that you're selling. So if you're selling the most unique thing in the world, then At this point, Mistama, if you're selling something which is so unique that no one else is selling it, then Mistama, you're a billionaire anyway. Mistama, you could close your website for Shabbos and no one will, and it wouldn't matter very much. I don't think most things are that unique. Mistama usually in competition with a billion other people anyway. And they'll buy from you, they'll buy from it, it's trade every dinar in most situations. There is one last practical point before I get back to Zilul Shabbos, before I'll stop and get back to Zilul Shabbos more next time. And Mirtz Hashem, in terms of Amira Lako, that's a much more common scenario. So many websites, what they do is, let's say a website is going to will commission another Gaisha company. Let's say you sell a certain garment of clothing, so an article of clothing. But you don't make them. You just provide orders. You're the one who will send off orders to someone in China to make it. So someone on their website, wherever, will say they want to buy your product. So you'll say, oh, great, someone wants to buy my product, so you send off now, please. So you send off to the company, off in who knows where, off in China. Make me now, they want to buy this and this, make me this amount of clothing. Print me this amount of books, print me whatever company they deal with. Print on demand, or make this on demand, or sell this on demand, whatever. So then, in essence, then we have to get into, basically, halakos of Amira Lakum. Which Amir Lakum is also, even if you tell the guy from before Shabbos, which even though you're not speaking on Shabbos, here you're speaking from before Shabbos. The only way you could do this is if you tell them that you have time to do it. Same way if you tell the mailman, I'm allowed to mail a letter, as long as you do it at your own leisure. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. But if you're telling them somebody, right now, I got this order right now, then if it's supposed to go out as soon as possible, then it's much more of a problem. Then it's much more of a problem. So many of these situations are classical. If you're mechaveh the malacha, if you're mitzaveh the goy, you have to do it today. You got to do it on Shabbos. Then it's a much more problematic endeavor. It's a much more problematic thing, and that is something to really be concerned. All the others are really schar Shabbos. You can get around the rekiv eger. Many poskim aren't. You can get around that based on what everything we spoke about. Either posting a passing like him, or in terms of Shlomo Miller's svara. In terms of Lifnei Iver, again, Ruba at the time, it's Trey Avery Denaro. But I'm Yiril Akum for those websites which are ordering someplace else. It's a much more problematic situation where you're basically telling them you have to do it today. In some of the situations, ironically, today, in theory, even that may not be a problem, because if you get an order, let's say, if you get an order 7 o'clock Shabbos morning, if you have all day long, let's say that means until Chatzos, in theory, they could do it after Shabbos also. So maybe that even would be better, depending what today is. Let's say if you have a two, three-day yontif, that already would be much more problematic. Okay, so that is in terms of Milakum, that is one area where people have to be choshish for much, much, much more in these regards. One other point within the Lifnei Iver discussion, when we speak of Shabbos, people ask within these type of leaving websites open, whose Shabbos are we talking about? You're speaking of your Shabbos because internet is being used all over the world. So to what time zone, where are you talking about? So if the problems are going to be in terms of Schar Shabbos and or Mekach Memkar B'Shabbos, L'chor, what's your Shabbos? It's based on Shabbos where you are. If it's based on a Lifnei Iver problem, then it's L'chor going to be based on the Shabbos wherever the recipient, wherever their people are plugging in or going into. So parenthetically, I'm told there's something called a Shabbos guard for websites. Is a system, you can pay a certain nominal fee, and they will basically shut down your website. For example, it's a dating website, Jewish dating websites. You are there. It's not like you're doing business. You don't want it to be open on Shabbos anyway. anyone is going to the website on Shabbos is usually not
websites. What? The Jewish
website. I think they do that. They shut it off. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know, but they shut it off wherever the wherever Shabbos is in that. So that they, it's called the Shabbos card, which does that. So that would be in terms of either lifting the Iver to simply pass it. There's no reason for it to be open anyway. So that's why they closed that. One last point I wanted to mention is very interesting. I forgot to mention in terms of Schar Shabbos. It's a very interesting, whether we pass in this way or not, since you're learning Suvis, it's one of the rayas against it. There's a famous Rav Chaim writes al Shas, that the Iker Din of Schar Shabbos is only when I'm doing a Maisa, and that Maisa could be perceived as either a malacha, or as, I don't know, malacha, as work, or as dvar heter. So Gufa sometimes getting paid for it could sometimes transform a more neutral, mundane type of activity to something which is work. Maybe something which is, so that's Gufa, the way Rav Chaim understands the Isser of Schar Shabbos is do me a favor, please watch my eye. Okay, so it's not watching, big deal. But once you're getting paid for it already, that transforms you to being a worker. And that's more of a problem for Shabbos, in terms of Schar Shabbos. The problem is, being that you learned the Gemara Suvis this year, so the Gemara Suvis speaks of being Mosif, let's say, Moreid al Ishto. Moreid al Ishto, and yeah, we add on to the ksuva. So we can't add it on by the day. Why is Mechzik Yischar Shabbos? Mechzik Yischar Shabbos, you're not doing any work there, you're not doing anything. So that seems to be a riot. It's not exactly like Rav Chaim. I saw some of that quote and want to suggest that there are Svei Dinim. One is the Iker Din Yischar Shabbos, and that's why it's Mechzik Yischar Shabbos, it's not actual Yischar Shabbos. Nogayat, in terms of interest from banks, it's probably a similar type of. Probably a real Mechzik Yischar Shabbos within the scheme of Rav Chaim. Anyway, that would also be a heter as well, in terms of some of these. If you're passing like Rav Chaim, you may not be the Iker Yischar Shabbos anyway, because it just is happening. Memelo, you're not doing anything at all. The Rugachev seems to have a long arichos about that. In terms of, it's one of the coolers they bring in sisters for Dvar Mitzvah. There's a certain irony here. Rav Chaim, the same Achronim, the footnotes, the harvest on the Rav Chaim, the new Rav Chaim has some R's on the bottom, they suggest that the Dafka, the Poskim, who are Mekel and do Dvar Mitzvah for Schar Shabbos, they say, Bishlamo, when I'm doing a neutral act, then it could be perceived as Molacha sometimes. It could be perceived as a work, if I'm getting paid for it. So therefore, it's going to be awesome. Mash Inkin, blowing shofar, is always Dvar Mitzvah, therefore there are someone who Mekel like that in terms of Schar Shabbos. You should know the Sofnas Paneach there in Halacha Perek Vav, Halacha Chafei, in Shabbos, he suggests the exact opposite. Ironically, sometimes when you're getting paid for it, it transforms it from being not no longer the Bar Mitzvah. Yes, some Aramakom was like that. An interesting perspective. But he has a similar idea to that, Reb Chaim. That's after Sofnas Paneach. So Mirz Hashem, next time, I'd like to finish up Zilzal Shabbos in terms of leave. Is there any reason, after everything we said and done, maybe Me'ikir Hadin thinks the website could stay open, but is there an Indian, as there would be some positive reason, maybe Zilzal Shabbos, something else, to close it? And maybe we'll speak, if we have time, of other forms of Molocha Yidei Gufo, when you're being passive and things like that, also putting that into that equation. That was it. Thank you.